Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
E te iwi e hia kai mai ana ki tō tātou reo, nau mai hoki mai ki Everyday Māori, the podcast where we help you to learn te reo Māori that you can use in everyday situations. Ko Hemi Kelly, tōku ingoa.
Ko Āpera Woodfine, tōku ingoa.
And in today's episode, we're going to look at how to use ho mai, ho atu, and how we might say please in te reo Māori. Kia tīmata tāua.
Rawe.
As I always do, I'm going to ask you a question, Apera. What do you know of ho mai and ho atu?
So the thing that stands out to me immediately is the mai and atu kupu, right? So they're words that we use to describe when an action's taking place towards you or away from you. Is that correct?
Mm. Yeah, these words are like already in these words, right?
Mm-hmm.
We use them with verbs. So talk to me.
Kōrero mai.
Talk away from me, like talk outward, talk in the other direction.
Kōrero atu.
Mm. And would probably add on a subject there. Kōrero atu ki aia, talk to her or him.
So one that I've heard a lot is haere mai. Sure, everyone's heard haere mai at some point.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a use of mai. Haere atu, go away.
Haere mai, haere atu. So here we've got ho mai, give to me, mm-hmm. pass to me. And ho atu.
Give away, pass away from you.
Aye. So we don't need to add on often the to me because it's already in the word, but we can if we want to. So if I wanted to add it on, I could say ho mai ki au. Ho mai ki au. Give it to me. Subject might be te waia. Ho mai, subject.
Te waia, the phone.
Ki au, to me. But, as I said before, you don't need to add on that kia. Ho mai te waia. It's already there. Give the phone to me. Ho mai te waia. Give the phone to Hana.
Ho atu te waia kia Hana.
Mm. Ho atu te waia kia Hana.
So, should we look at a few more examples?
Yeah, because there's a few words that, different words that might follow. If we look at ho mai and ho atu, we've looked at te following, but depending on what the sentence is, there are going to be other words that can follow ho mai and ho atu. So, for example, if there's more than one item, pass me the books.
Ho mai ngā pukapuka.
Ho mai ngā pukapuka. And then if there's just one, pass me the book.
Ho mai te pukapuka.
Pai. So we've got te and ngā there following ho mai or ho atu. And what about this one? What would be the word that follows ho mai? Pass me some food, or give me some food.
Hmm. Is it ho mai he kai?
Ai. So he for some, or even like pass me a piece of bread.
Hmm. Ho mai he parawa?
Ho mai he parawa, ai. Tino pai. So we've got ho mai te, ho mai ngā, ho mai he, to say or some. Ka nui pea te ra, ne? What about this? Let's do some more examples. Give me some water, or pass me some water.
Ho mai he wai.
Tino pai.
Ho mai he wai Māori.
Ho mai he wai Māori. Ho mai he wai piro. give me the answers.
Ho mai ngā whakautu?
Ho mai ngā whakautu. Ai, ho mai ngā whakautu. If we're at the table, a very common phrase is like, pass me, ne? And whatever it is you're wanting. So let's say, pass me the salt.
Ho mai te tote.
Ka pai. Ho mai te tote. Ho mai te tote me te pepa. Mm. Some people ask, how do I say please? And there isn't an equivalent in Māori. And also the culture of asking please, like, you know, how it's drilled into us when we're kids in English, doesn't exist in Māori. It's all in the way you ask the question and you talk to the person. So you can hear the difference in saying, ho mai te tote, and the difference between, ho mai te tote, ne? It's all in the way you deliver the phrase. There are, though, a couple of words that you can use to soften a request and make it a little bit more polite, maybe.
Mm.
But they're not needed like we insist on please being used in English. And those two words are tēnā and koa. Tēnā and koa. Tēnā koa.
Tēnā koa.
Tēnā koa.
Would you put them together like that?
They can go together or they can sit separately.
Okay.
So you can say, ho mai te tote, pass the salt. You could have it together at the start. Tēnā koa. Ho mai te tote. I think of it as a way of kind of getting someone's attention before you ask them something or request something.
Mm.
Tēnā koa. Ho mai te tote. Hmm.
That's so great. I've been trying to find a way to say that in te reo for ages. Just a way to begin a conversation.
And that's what it does. It kind of does get the person's attention. It also softens the request that follows.
Okay. Could I use that as like a, excuse me? Mm-hmm. Does it kind of do that? They're all like, excuse me.
I would say, tēnā.
Okay.
Tēnā. Tēnā, e hoa mā, tēnā, whakarongo mai.
Mm.
Okay. Those two words can also sit separately. So I could also say, and it does the same thing, tēnā, ho mai te tote, or ho mai koa te tote. Tēnā, ho mai koa te tote. So those two words, they can move around a little bit. Tēnā is always going to be at the start of the phrase. Koa can follow tēnā directly, or it might follow the tūmahi, the verb. Ho mai koa te tote.
Okay.
It's never going to sit at the end of the phrase, which is what happens with please in English. Mm. Pass me the salt, please. And this has started to creep in to te reo Māori. You know, the influence of English on te reo Māori is huge. And sometimes we do hear people saying, ho mai te tote koa. And it's just following the structure of the English words. But if we're going to use koa in that way to soften a request or speak a little bit more politely, it does need to sit behind the verb in the sentence. So another example would be, ho mai koa te miraka, pass the milk, please. There, another sentence we would use it, maybe following a verb, e hoa, kōrero mai koa I te whakautu. Kōrero mai koa I o whakaro.
Mm.
So their koa is still sitting behind the verb in the sentence, asking someone, hey, please share with me the answers or your thoughts. Ne?
Cool. Marama.
What about pass the butter? So let's stay at the dinner table. Pass the butter to Hana.
Ho atu koa te pata. You didn't say please.
Mm.
I'm just being super polite here. My Pākehā brain going on. Ho atu te pata kia hana.
And if you did want to just soften that request, you'd say,
tēnā ho atu te pata kia hana.
Tino pai. And so just going back, there are a few ways that you can use tēnā and koa. Tēnā. Ho atu te pata kia hana. Tēnā koa. Ho atu te pata kia hana. Tēnā. Ho atu koa te pata kia hana. Ho atu koa te pata kia hana. Ne. All of those ways. All of those ways. They're all kind of doing the same thing. It's really up to you. And that's the beauty of te reo. When you start to learn more, you can start to play with the words and say things in different ways.
Mm.
Pass me a knife.
Tēnā ho mai te naihi.
Pass me the knife.
Tēnā ho mai te naihi, he naihi,
knife. So there are the differences. Ho mai te naihi, I te reo Pākehā.
Give me the knife.
Ho mai he naihi.
Give me a knife.
Ka pai. It's just while we're on ho mai and ho atu, and we've looked at how we might soften a request, there's another word that comes to mind, and that word is waiho. Waiho. Do you know what waiho means?
To leave something.
Yeah. So, leave the knife.
Waiho koa Tenaihi?
I don't know when we would ever say this. Leave the knife alone.
Please leave the knife.
Wai hoko a tenaihi. Kawai, so what if we say, leave the food. We're gonna have some food later. Leave the food.
Wai hoko te kai.
Kapai, wai ho te kai. And it is a little imperative, a little instruction here saying wai ho. And so if you do want to soften it, yeah, add in ko, tēnā ko. Tēnā ko wai ho te kai. Tēnā ko wai ho ahau.
Please leave me alone.
Wai ho mai ahau, wai ho ahau. Kapai, e hoa mā. Ka nui pea te rā mo tēnei wā. Give me.
Ho mai.
Give away.
Ho atu.
Leave.
Wai ho.
Nō reira e hoa mā kia kaha tonu te ako,
te whakarongo,
te pānui,
me te kōrero.
I te reo Māori, hei kona.
Hei kona.
Everyday Māori is supported by Te Mātāwai, kia ukaipoa nō te reo.